This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. At the bottom of the hour, it's your turn. We'll grab your call. Before we do, I promised you last hour, I wanted to play this this short clip when I was on Hannity last night. I know everybody can't watch and listen to radio and TV constantly, so I wanted to get into this a little bit and then discuss it briefly and get your input as well. So here we are, cut one on Hannity on Fox last night. Go.
They're a terror organization. Their charter calls for the destruction of Israel. Now they're mad at people that want peace in their own region, and they're assassinating them. You heard the president, eradicate's a pretty strong word.
It is, and I've listed here in front of me, True Social, the president knows exactly what Hamas is. October 21, October 16, October 14, October 4th, October 3rd, and I go back. He's making it clear Hamas is a terrorist group. They better follow the rules, or they're going to be obliterated. This is a very complex peace plan, this phase two. What happens to Hamas? They're to be disarmed. They're surrendered. They're not to have any power whatsoever. But they've already renounced it. They've already said, we're not going anywhere. We're not disarming. They tell the mediators one thing. They are centralizing power now. They're destroying, killing, torturing, interrogating anybody who they think is a challenge to them. In other words, in their little orbit, they're becoming more powerful, not less powerful. And this is a problem. This is a very complex peace plan. The president's right. You've got scores of countries involved, scores of governments involved, scores of personalities involved, different faiths involved, different all kinds of things involved. We've never seen anything like this. He deserves great credit for this. As the Jared Kushner friend of mine, Steve Witkoff, who I'm becoming friendly with, the prime minister, who's a friend of mine, his man, Ron Dermer, who's a friend of mine, you got the smartest people working on this. But the fact of the matter is, you're going to have to destroy Hamas, because Hamas is not a partner, they're not a country, they're not a team player, they don't believe in diplomacy. Here's the 1988 Hamas original charter, the complete destruction of Israel, obliteration of Israel through jihad, holy war, establishment of an Islamic state to replace the state of Israel and to impose Sharia law, rejection of negotiations, that is, dismisses any negotiated settlement or peace initiatives with Israel. I would suggest people read this, anti-Semitic rhetoric and conspiracies, language directed at the Jewish people, not just the state of Israel. That is Hamas. Hamas is slaughtering Palestinian Muslims. Other Palestinians, other Muslims, and the world is silent. The UN is silent. The Security Council is silent. The River to the Sea crowd, our universities, are silent. The Hamas supporting front groups in our country, Care and the rest, silent. So apparently it's okay to slaughter Palestinians if it's Palestinians slaughtering Palestinians. I don't believe that, but that's exactly what Hamas is doing. And the Emir of Qatar, dare I mention, he put out a speech today, one of the biggest speeches of the year. Here's what he said. What has taken place in the Gaza Strip over the past 2 years amounts to genocide, a term that encapsulates all atrocities. It is regrettable that international legitimacy remains incapable of enforcing its respect when it comes to the tragedy of our brotherly Palestinian people. We hereby reaffirm our condemnation of all Israeli violations and practices in Palestine, particularly the transformation of the Gaza Strip into an area unfit for human life, the continued breaches of the ceasefire, the expansion of settlements in the West Bank, Judea, and Samaria, the ongoing attempts to Judaize Al-Sharam al-Sharif, that is the Dome of the Rock, Al-Aqsa Mosque, the holiest place for the Jews. We also reaffirm that the Gaza Strip is an integral part of the Palestinian territories and the United State of Palestine. So that's where our top mediator's head is. They poured $1.8 billion into Hamas. They haven't renounced Hamas. They didn't denounce Hamas theirs. Hamas is slaughtering fellow Palestinians. They didn't say a word about it. And then we're relying on Turkey. Here's Erdogan. You know, the Prime Minister of Israel was invited by the President of Egypt to join all the other countries. And the Prime Minister of Israel said yes, and then he had to say no. Why? Because Erdogan, who hates Israel, who's an Islamist, who threatens them with military extinction and economic extinction, who's a genocidal maniac who's taken over his country, he opposed Netanyahu's attendance, and it was confirmed by his chief of staff. They called Sisi, the president of Egypt, and said, if Netanyahu's there, I'm not coming. Now, these are the two leading countries. So where am I going with this? It's simple. Hamas was surrounded. It is the only army on the face of the earth in modern military history where Israel surrounds its enemy, is about to destroy it, and pulls back for the sake of peace, for the sake of international harmony. And because they're pressured, they surrounded Hamas. They were going to destroy Hamas, and they pulled back. Okay, great. Who's going to take out Israel now? Nations hesitant to send troops to Gaza, fearing clashes with Hamas. Apparently, most of the Arab and Muslim world wants nothing to do with the Palestinians. They wouldn't take any. They want less to do with Hamas. It's going to require Israel and the IDF once again. That's how you're going to get peace. Once and for all.
And that is precisely how it's going to have to be done. Or it'll be a false peace. It'll be a false peace otherwise. Because Hamas is not going anywhere. I'm at IFCJ, Mr. Producer. Or, you know, congressional leaders said we're battling toward the longest government shutdown in history. And the vast majority of you are not feeling it. Some people are, particularly those who work in the government or have entities or businesses or activities or services that have some relation. But it's the Democrats who've done this because they want to spend another $1.5 trillion, which will blow the lid off the budget even more, massive inflation, and then they'll blame Trump. They're desperate to give $200 billion to illegal aliens who don't deserve your tax dollars in health care, and we certainly shouldn't go in debt for it. And they want to give an enormous amount of money to able-bodied men and women in their 20s, 30s, 40s who don't want to work, but they want freebies and Medicaid. And they call this restoring funding to Medicaid. And then they have $1 zillion worth of pet projects that they want to force in here, $1.5 trillion. They've done this. They want to do it. And so this could have a consequence on the economy generally. And that's why I want you to take a look at Pure Talk. You might say, why? Because every way you can save money and still have the finest, the best, top-shelf service, like your cell phone service, you really should pursue. The average family of four could save over $1,000 a year when they switch from AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile to Pure Talk. Pure Talk was founded by a veteran who was hell-bent on bringing you the best service possible at the lowest cost possible, and that's what he's done. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, plenty of data, just $25 a month on Pure Talk's lightning fast 5G network. Plus, right now, we'll take an additional 50% off your first month. That's serious savings. Rather than burning your money for no reason whatsoever. And if you own a business and transfer your lines, you could be saving even more. So, folks, there's no downside. Dial #250, say keyword Mark Levin. That's #250, say keyword Mark Levin. Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, they'll hop right on the line. They'll switch you over in less than 10 minutes. Plus, save 50% off your first month, so you have additional cash in your pocket. Thousands of people have done it in this audience. I want to encourage those of you who haven't to join us. Dial #250, say Mark Levin, #250, say Mark Levin. Switch to America's wireless company. That's Pure Talk. I want to get to a few other things because we are going to take calls that I think are important. Ted Cruz was at the Cornerstone Church, the mega church. Pastor John Hagee and family, and he is just fantastic. He's one of my best friends. And it's the Hagee Ministries 45th Annual Night to Honor Israel. 45th Annual Night to Honor Israel. And nobody does it like Pastor Hagee and his church. And their special guest was the great Ted Cruz. I want you to listen to this, just a few minutes. It's a fantastic event, fantastic church, pastor, family, fantastic senator. Cut four, go.
But the danger that I want to highlight to you tonight is not anti-Semitism on the left. It is anti-Semitism on the right. And I'm here to tell you, in the last 6 months, I have seen anti-Semitism rising on the right in a way I have never seen it in my entire life. Listen, CUFI is extraordinary. The work that CUFI does is desperately, desperately needed. But I'm here to tell you, the church is asleep right now. If I pick up my phone and send out a tweet, if I say good morning, within minutes I will have hundreds of blatantly anti-Semitic responses. When Prime Minister Netanyahu was here a few months ago, I sat down with him for a couple of hours. I raised this issue with him. And his first reaction was, he said, well, that's Qatar, that's Iran, they're paying for it, it's AstroTurf. And I said, Mr. Prime Minister, yes, but no. Yes, Qatar and Iran are clearly paying for it, and there are bots, and they are putting real money behind it. But I am telling you, this is real. It is organic. These are real human beings, and it is spreading. In the last year, we had three prominent voices on the right publicly muse, gosh, maybe Hitler wasn't that bad a guy after all. Yes, he was. He was the embodiment of evil. And I asked Prime Minister Netanyahu, I said, imagine how different American political history would have been if Rush Limbaugh had been an anti-Semite instead of a philo-Semite. We would have a fundamentally different country if Rush Limbaugh had spent years spreading poison. I want to tell especially folks that are no longer teenagers or in your 20s. This poison of anti-Semitism on the right, it is spreading with young people. It is gaining traction. Part of it is philosophical. There's an isolationism. So they will argue, what business do we have supporting Israel? Why should America support Israel? It's their problem. Let them deal with it. And let me give you an answer as someone elected to represent 31 million Texans and fight every day for your jobs, your freedom, and your safety and security. The United States supports Israel not because we are helping out a down-on-his-luck neighbor. We're not engaged in a charity act. The United States supports Israel because it is unequivocally in the national security interest of the United States to support Israel.
He's fantastic. And there's several senators who are fantastic. And he's right on. Israel's fighting our enemy. Their enemy, of course, but the enemy of the West, the enemy of America, the enemy of Jews and Christians and moderate Muslims and atheists and gay people and straight people, and Israel's doing the heavy lifting. That's why we support Israel. We share a biblical connection, the Judeo-Christian connection. And let me slip in another great governor. This is a man who I hope will be president one day, quite frankly, and that's Ron DeSantis. He's my governor in Florida, and I don't have to wake up every day worrying about what the hell's going to happen in Florida. This guy's unbelievable. Cut five, go.
Just look back and think, you know, we're not even 25 years removed from September 11th, and it was universal in that city and around the country, you know, never again, we were never gonna go down this road. And then you got a guy who is sympathetic with communism, Islamism, and he's going to get elected mayor in this city. I think, quite frankly, it's a disgrace, but I also think that it shows you New York City hasn't hit rock bottom. I mean, we remember New York City under Giuliani, and even after that, and then how it's gone south with de Blasio. This guy makes de Blasio look like Ronald Reagan. I mean, like, he is way far left of that. And I think when you're somebody that wants to disband the NYPD, those rank-and-file officers, those are blue-collar, hardworking people. They are not going to want to work for a guy like this. I think you're going to see a lot of turmoil, and I think that it'll show that the city will further go down.
He's unbelievable, too. DeSantis. What a tremendous governor. Truly, in my lifetime, I've lived a little while, probably the greatest governor, he and Reagan. So I don't write him off yet. In fact, I'm very excited about the possibilities for Ron DeSantis. Time will tell. I'll be right back.
Much lovin'.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Are you tired of online threats? Then get an antivirus. It's the only online protection you will ever need.
Disclaimer, an antivirus is just half protection online. It will not protect you from snoopers or encrypt your traffic. So get better online protection with NordVPN. NordVPN will encrypt your traffic, protect you from malware and phishing, and stop annoying ads. Save 77% on NordVPN and get 3 extra months.
You know, folks, Americans rely on credit cards for secure payments and seamless transactions. But consumers stand to lose it all with the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandate bill. Big government mandates favor corporate megastores and allow them to choose how your credit card is processed. They might end up using untested payment networks that could jeopardize your data security and rewards. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Visit guardyourcard.com to learn more. That's guardyourcard.com, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
Looks, charm, smarts. It all adds up to the Mark Levin Radio Show.
This guy, Dan Goldman, who is a radical leftist, he's a fraud and a phony, he's as dishonest as they come. But he's even worried about Mondani's rhetoric. Democrat from New York, you've seen him before. He's repulsive. Cut six, go.
You're a New Yorker. You have yet to endorse Zohra Mamdani for mayor. Are you ready to endorse him?
You know, I've had conversations with him. I'm not ready to endorse him.
Are you going to vote for him?
I don't know what I'm going to do, to be honest.
You're going to vote for Cuomo?
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't gotten to that point. I've been trying to work through these issues. You know, I'm a Democrat at heart, and I believe in the Democratic Party.
Just stop there. The guy is a Democratic socialist, a.k.a. Marxist Islamist. This guy's Jewish, but he's a Democrat. And so he's struggling, you see, because he's a Democrat. He's trying to figure out what is more important to me, my party or my faith, my party or my country, my party or my values. And this is a problem a lot of Democrats have, because they're power hungry. The party comes first most of the time. And I was trying to figure out, what do I do? I mean, this is an easy call. This is not a complicated one at all. You're either an immoral, self-hating Jew, or an immoral, self-hating American, or you're not. Go ahead.
The rhetoric coming from Zohra Mamdani, and I can tell you, as a Jew in New York, who was in Israel on October 7th, I and many other people are legitimately scared, because there has been violence.
So why can't you just say, I do not agree with him, I find him to be extremely troubling, I don't like his associations, I don't like his rhetoric, and as a good Democrat, of course I'm voting against him. Why is that so hard? Well, I told you why. I told you why. These people dream, sleep, pray, Democrat Party. I'll be right back. Some Wall Street insiders are making a stunning prediction. They believe gold could reach $7,000 an ounce before President Trump even leaves office. Veteran investors, major economists believe the government is just printing too much money, trillions and trillions of dollars in paper like there's no tomorrow. They know what I know, and frankly what you know too. The value of paper money is diminishing, but gold retains its value. That's why I tell you and my audience about Monetary Gold, 25 years in business, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, top five in
in the nation on consumer affairs and retirement living, with over 100 years of combined experience helping Americans just like you. The only way to help protect yourself from a possible collapsing paper dollar could be with gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold, 877-NOW-GOLD right now, or visit MarkLovesGold.com. That's 877-NOW-GOLD to call Monetary Gold now, or visit MarkLovesGold.com. Performance may vary. Always consult your financial and tax professional before making an investment.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
He's passionate.
Just pathetic.
He's funny.
Get off the phone, you big dope.
And you always learn something. Mark Levin is on the radio. Mark Levin, the voice the liberals want to silence. But You can talk to Mark at 877-381-3811.
All right. I'm grateful we have a president that we have, our fantastic President Trump, the governor, DeSantis. I mean, could it be any better? And then you look at New York City, where they're going to have this Mondani monstrosity. Monstrosity. Yep. Got to keep fighting them. They're going to have to fight him in Albany. Or they're going to try. Of course, that's heavy Democrat, too. That's what happens when you get a one-party state. But I hope that'll change. I'm hoping that Elise Stefanik runs for governor. I really am. We're going to get behind her very strongly, should she run. And Hochul now has a huge stain on her record called Mondani. He has no respect for her whatsoever. She endorses him, and he won't endorse her. Did you see that, Mr. Producer? It's hilarious. She's a moron. So what if you could delay your next two mortgage payments right now? That's right. Imagine putting those two payments in your pocket for the holidays or paying off bills, finally getting some breathing room. You know, it's possible. When you call our friends at American Financing right now, I tell you about these folks. They are fantastic. If you're feeling stretched beyond everyday expenses, got those damn credit cards and the interest that keeps building up, you're not alone. Many people in this audience, many Americans around the country are putting expenses again on these credit cards. But they're also seeking out American Financing because they hear about them on this radio program. And they say if American Financing is good enough for Mark, because we use them, good enough for his daughter, she used them, good enough for Mr. Producer, he used them, well, then it's good enough for me. We're not just blowing smoke. American Financing can show you how to use your home's equity to pay off that debt. And you'll get a rate in return in the fives. In the fives rather than 20s and 30s. They're salary-based mortgage consultants, salary-based. They're not commission based on how many people they get. They're salary based. They're helping homeowners just like you, people in this audience, restructure their loans, consolidate their debt, move their money around in a way that's smart so you can save money every single month rather than burning it, giving it to the banks that own your debt. All without upfront fees. Hello, all without upfront fees. Now, their customers are saving on average $800 a month. $10,000 a year without having to change jobs or get new jobs or anything like that. Folks, call now before it's too late. Call now before you're just so over your skis, there's no looking back. They're going to help you. 888-900-1828, 888-900-1828. That's 888-900-1828, or visit americanfinancing.net.
NMLS 182334, NMLS consumeraccess.org. APR rates for in the fives start at 6.196% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 800-900-1828 for details about credit costs and terms.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a few calls. Let's go to Scott, Denver, Colorado, Sirius XM Satellite, our wonderful company there. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ferris. Thank you for taking my call.
Got it.
Hey, I originally called with a comment on New York City and Connie Mondani. But frankly, I just want to piggyback real quick off the Senate regarding the church.
We don't have a good connection. It's always disappointing. Mr. Call Screener or Madam Call Screener, let's get the number and call him back. Let's go to Robert, Santa Clara, California, the great KSFO country. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Great to talk to you. Hey, you know, I have two things to bring up. I watched you hear the River to the Sea crowd, you know, all this occupation of the Jews and all that stuff. So what about if you're living in, let's say, Gaza, and you're a Christian, ethnic Palestinian, or an ethnic Jew, or an
you
ethnic
Jew? You won't live.
I mean, they don't want to be underneath Hamas, right? No one wants to be underneath the Islamists.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I want to bring up about Mondani promising everyone free halal or cheap halal food and commandeered hotel room or apartment rooms and expropriating matter than Hugo Chavez as he smirks that he's going to bring peace.
You remember that film of Hugo Chavez walking down the streets in Venezuela? I think it was Caracas, but wherever it was. And he's pointing at apartment buildings and office buildings, and he says to the reporters there, in Spanish, obviously, see that?
That now belongs to the state. See that? We're going to take that. See that? That now belongs to us. That's what he was doing. It was like, oh, my God. Now, they do it a little differently in our country. They do it through taxation and redistribution of wealth and regulations. And you're right. They just commandeer these things and say there's an emergency, so that's for illegal aliens. This guy is going to maximize the Marxist ideology all he can. He's going to try and enshrine it. They're going to change forever the voting system. Hopefully, from his perspective, he can't lose. Oh, this is going to be bad. This is, people think it's just 4 years. This is going to be really bad.
Well, it's the radical egalitarian Pied Piper is going to take us right off the cliff, mm-hmm. like all the lemmings.
And it's going to spread. It's going to spread. And there's a reason why Qatar supports his candidacy. How come I'm the only one that talks about this? How can you oppose Mondani and yet support Qatar? That's a fair question, isn't it? And Qatar funded his mother, which means the family. This guy is, he's all in with this Hamas stuff. That's why he talks the way he does. He has the associations he does. That's why Qatar supports him. Qatar's no mediator. Qatar's a perpetrator. And they buy politicians in this country. They buy them cheap. Cheap politicians and parties. That's what they do. Thank you for your call, my friend. Is Scott back or not? All right, let's give Scott a shot here. Scott, go right ahead, please, from Denver, Colorado.
Yes, sir. Real quick, I originally called in with a comment on New York City and Mondani.
Mm-hmm.
But frankly, I just want to piggyback real quick on that clip you just played with Senator Cruz regarding the church being asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I really cannot echo those sentiments more strongly. I think men and women of faith are foremost responsible for these election outcomes. You know, last hour was fascinating, and I love those discussions and those guests you have on with the deep constitutional context.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only were our founding fathers bolstered in these deep Judeo roots, but most people don't realize that our successful government actually came from our Jewish brothers and sisters in Exodus 18, where Moses, having led the Israelites out of Egypt, was totally floundering, and his father-in-law Jethro came from Midian and said, "Hey, Moses, listen, you need to find godly leaders and put them ahead of your tens and your hundreds and your thousands." And, you know, when Moses took his advice, he completely changed the trajectory of the Israelites and the Jews. And, I mean, that's obviously what we have today. When you look at, you know, all the principles set forth by our founders and these...
By the way, this is one of the reasons they hate Netanyahu. Not that he's Moses, but he's a leader. And he has directed his people, the Jewish people in Israel, in a way in which they defend themselves, they defeat these animals. They protect the Holy Land, which is really God's Holy Land. That's what it is. And that's why Netanyahu will be a historic figure for as long as humanity exists. This is why he's hated by the Bannons and the Qatarlsons, who really have thrown in with the Islamists and the Marxists, giving them aid and comfort directly and indirectly, questioning our history, questioning the history of World War II, trashing the greatest generation. These people are reprobates. They're contemptible. And, of course, they give cover to the Islamists and the Marxists who are on the rise in our country. So it's a diversion. It's very, very dangerous, all of what's taking place. So the more people they attack, the Islamists, the Marxists, and these fake influencers and fake MAGA, those are the people, in most cases, who you ought to pay attention to. Those are the people in most cases who are leaders that we need to have. Not all, but most. And Netanyahu is a remarkable, remarkable man, as is Donald Trump. And the fact that God, Hashem, has brought them together, really, on earth at the same time, I believe that's his doing. And I believe that's very, very important. And I want to thank you for your call. Excellent call, my friend. Appreciate it. Let's see here. We get a lot of good callers these days. Let me get rid of this, the old list, bring in the new. It's already October 22nd. Can you believe that? Again, I have a big announcement in 4 to 6 weeks for you. No, I'm not running for president. I hope I'm never running from the president, depending on who it is. Let's go to Ken. Brooksville, Florida, the great WXJB. Ken, go right ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Levin, I talked to Congressman Tom Price, who's Dr. Price.
A long time ago.
But the point is, sir, he wrote the Empower Patient First Act between 2010 and 2015. They're sitting in the Congressional Archive. I talked to him yesterday.
Why are we having all these phone problems? Go ahead.
Huh? I'm sorry?
Yeah, okay. Cut to the chase, my brother.
Brother, I'm just trying to get Sean and yourself and others to...
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. You got Tom Price, a bill that's sitting in the archive. What is the bill? What does it do? The
bill is H.R. 2300.
Now, what does it do?
The Empower Patient. It's the one that makes the Obamacare market competitive. Period.
I oppose Obamacare altogether. I think it's a disaster. I don't think it can be fixed. I think they need to start over and get rid of it. What do you think of that? That's the Mark Levin bill. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin. Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress Avenue, Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Driving liberal elites crazy with a dose of common sense. This is the Mike Levin Show. The Mike Levin Show.
Christian faith came through the Holy Land. It's so important to Christians and Jews and others. The promises God made to Abraham, covenants he established, the law that shows us his character, the prophets who spoke his words, all came through Israel. The Christian gospel message, all of it, every bit of it, came through Israel and the Jewish people. And standing with Israel, we, Christians and Jews, celebrate our shared roots and the enduring legacy of God's work through his chosen people. And this is why they're targeted by the Islamists. Now, through their faithfulness, often in the face of great adversity, they've been instrumental in bringing the knowledge of God to the world. When you support the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you're not just helping people in need, you're honoring those who gave us our spiritual foundation. You're saying thank you, the people who preserve God's word for us. Please stand with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. It's obviously made up of Christians and Jews and others, so many volunteers doing so many fantastic things. Discover the top reasons why Christians all over the world support Israel by visiting levinforthefellowship.org. That's L-E-V-I-N for the fellowship.org, levinforthefellowship.org. One other thing. Some of America's most cherished values are being challenged. They're being attacked. Like faith, family, freedom. Our very country. Now you know this. Well, what do we do about it? There's a number of things we can do about it. I proudly support AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC is the conservative alternative to the AARP and the other leftist groups, offering not only a strong voice for traditional values, but real benefits and unbelievable discounts that may make a difference in your everyday life. Whether you're concerned about the future of your family, your community, the whole country, it's important to stay informed and connected, and AMAC is for you. Now, as a member, you'll receive these exclusive benefits and discounts, unparalleled, on travel, insurance, prescription services, other products and services, along with helpful tools and resources designed to keep you ahead of the curve. If you're a senior citizen in Social Security and Medicare, they can provide you with expert advice. But here's the great news. You don't have to be a senior citizen to join. Are you mature? You can be mature at the age of 18. If you're 18 or older, you can join AMAC. Again, you'll receive these exclusive discounts and benefits. And one of the best parts, AMAC magazine. It's packed with insightful content, wonderful columns, updates that matter to you and affect your life. Now, here's the great part. Right now, when you choose a five-year membership, you'll receive up to 33% off. That's just over $1 a month. You use those benefits and discounts even once, it more than pays for your membership. So go to amac.us/levin, amac.us/levin. Join right now. Stand with AMAC. Help keep America strong. Again, that's AMAC, AMAC.us/LEVIN. That is what we call Levin. All right. Let's see what we got here. Bear with me, America. Hey, yay, with the printers and the this and the that. Give me one second. Washington Post. Health insurance sticker shop begins as shutdown battle over subsidies rages. Okay, that's the Washington Compost. There's not a shutdown battle over subsidies. there's a continuing resolution that would continue to fund all corners of the government while Congress can debate the subsidies. Now, the problem is, I'm going to keep repeating this because the lies are coming fast and furious, Obamacare is a failure. Obamacare is a massive expense for the individual and the government. And so what the Democrats are saying is we're going to keep Obamacare exactly like it is, and we need these massive subsidies, hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. The Republicans are saying, we can have this debate. We're not going to do that. We want to change the program and make it more, you know, practical for both the user and the government that's paying so much to subsidize it. But that debate is for another day. It can be even simultaneous. We vote on the continuing resolution, then we move to a vote immediately on these subsidies. And now the Democrats are changing it again. You know what they're saying? We don't want to vote. We want to guarantee that you will vote as we ask you to vote, as we demand that you vote, which is for massive subsidies of the failing Obamacare program, which is really not a good health care program for the individual. So the Democrats are blackmailing the Republicans. They're blackmailing the president. Some Republicans are getting weak-kneed now. They're getting nervous because that's what they do. That's what they do. They need to stand firm. The Democrats are trying to blackmail the whole country. That's what they're doing. And they said, why won't they negotiate with us? Well, because $1.5 trillion is non-negotiable. That's why. And you're supposed to just vote on a continuing resolution to continue what? To continue the existing spending, the existing budget. That's what you're supposed to be continuing. It's called a continuing resolution. This is the way it's always worked. But they don't want it to work. I mean, what the hell does this party stand for? Marxism, Islamism, revolution, illegal immigrants, lawless streets, open borders. So who are you going to trust? I think the answer is quite simple. All right, let's see if we can slip in John in Montana. John, you don't have a lot of time. The great WBZK, go right ahead, please.
Thanks, Mark. I just got this. This is from the Associated Press, and I wanted your thoughts. It says, after previously blocking the deployment of National Guard troops to the Chicago area, U.S. District Judge April Perry today extended that order indefinitely until the case has been decided in her court where the U.S. Supreme Court intervened.
We got another guy, Cummings. They're doing things that they have no authority to do. These are all radical left-wing judges. They have no power to stop the President of the United States from enforcing existing immigration laws, and yet these are the cadre of activist lawyers they put on the bench. I want to salute all you heroes out there. I want to thank you for listening. It's a great honor. And we'll reconvene tomorrow, same place, same time. God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful evening.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 AM for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McLean News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNO.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.